I will give you a little mimicry. Well, not exactly mimicry. An impersonation of a little bird. The little bird is the robin, our dear little robin. A little fellow with a little flannel chest preserver on him. He comes around Christmas time when everybody is happy. When everybody feels that he wants to do something or somebody. Or when they feel, why, oh, how beautiful it is on Christmas morning. When a man walks out into the frost and snow, or the mud and slush, as the case might be, with his coat buttoned up and his nose a beautiful crimson, he meets a friend, takes him by the hand, and he says, Merry Christmas. And the friend takes him by the hand, and he says, Merry Christmas. And there they stand, hand in hand, looking into each other's face, waiting to see who's going to buy the first drink. And then you go home to your Christmas dinner, or other people's Christmas dinner, other people's preferred, because it's not so much expense. And there you sit, with your feet under your friend's table and your eyes on the bottles and things. And when you have that beautiful feeling in your heart that you are sitting and eating and you know you've got nothing to pay for. And there you sit and you think of Christmas. Just then the little robin comes hopping outside, hopping on his little hop, and you throw the windows open, the weather permitting, of course, and you are not sitting there with your neck against it. And then the robin hops, and I often think it's a pity he hasn't got two more feet to stand on so as to give his hopping legs a rest. Then you say, oh, Merry Christmas, as you throw him a loaf of bread. He picks it up and flies away with it, and then you say, this is Christmas. Just then in comes the beautiful Christmas pudding, all hot and smoking, with a little bit of holly sticking on the top, made of currants and lemons and bits of string, and all the brandy burning all around it, all the beautiful brandy burning. And you say, oh, oh, what a pity the brandy's burning. And there you all sit on the pudding, or as you all sit down, and eat of the robin with the foot, you put of the rob. Well, that's the reason I want to give you this impersonation of the bird and his song. The robin will sing. Of course, you can't hear the robin because I forgot to tell you that the robin sings out of sight. But that is the robin. I thank you very much for your kind attention.